Okay, here we are, hour number two, and David John Oates is almost ready to go. We're trying to get him lined up down there in Adelaide, Australia. He's having some serious line problems, but they think they're going to get it fixed. Hope so. This is a big night. We wanted to spend talking about reverse speech. Before we start, before I start, hopefully David will join us, let me just point you to the top of the homepage. There's a big picture of Jim Mars, that handsome dude. And there are rumors running around all over the internet that Jim passed away. I want to tell you, he's very much alive. These rumors are not true. And he's got very serious problems, but he is here and he is fighting. And I'm getting very good updated information. All right, let's leave it at that. He's doing as well as he can. And he said last time we talked, a couple days ago, he said, I just want to get back on the program. I just want to feel good enough. Last Friday, he was on for about 10 minutes at the beginning of the first hour. And you can hear that. It's right under the picture of Jim. Just click and listen. He's very much alive. Okay, reverse speech. How long have people been arguing about it? Is it real? No, it's a trick of the mind. No, it's a fake. No, it's somebody leading you and telling you what it says, and you hear it that way. Well, none of those are true, of course. And now, 20-some years after David was invited to present for, I think it was 5 days, to a group of intelligence agencies and agents in Washington, D.C., the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, in their library, they have published Reverse Speech, Hidden Messages in Communication. This is enormous. It validates, vindicates, and celebrates the work, 34 years of work, of David John Oates. It's in the CIA library now. They finally had to let it go. They've been sitting on it for such a long time because it works. Because they use it all the time. All the time. Probably most every government uses it. Many corporations use it. They interview someone, they go back and have a reverse speech analysis of it to find out what the person is really thinking. Because in reverse, the subconscious, using the sounds of forward speech, speaks the truth. Subconscious can't lie, as you know. And David's got about 60 reversals, and unless we get him on here, we're not going to have enough time to get through most of them. Are you there yet, David, by any chance? Not yet. All right. Well, I don't know if he's going to make it. ReverseSpeech.com is the website. And if you look on the homepage, on the right-hand side, you can find out that David is with us for several times a month with newsmakers. Latest reversals, and they are always outstanding. I don't know what he has planned for tonight, but we may not get to find out. Hold on a second here. Let me pull this page up. And I'm going to go here and take a look on the right-hand side. He was just in England and just got back. So if you scroll down to the right side, you'll find David's picture. And then the last time he was on was, this isn't right, 4/28. That's not updated. He was on in May. Okay. All right. Well, we will find out. Let me see if I can do this here. Hold on a second. Maybe what I'll do. Now, keep in mind that the North Korean situation has changed a lot on the surface. But I think under the surface, it's still very much an ongoing issue. And the last program in the archives here was 428. Trump, Tillerson, Mattis, McMaster, reversals all point to North Korea war. I think many of you remember that. I put it up on a YouTube format. And it was clear. In fact, maybe I'll play a little bit of it while we're waiting here. Because it was quite clear that a decision had been made and they were planning on trying to take out the regime of Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Kim, by the way, has an article up I have now that it doesn't take a genius to figure out that Kim is worried for his safety, worried that there might be a way to take him out. And believe me, assassinations are what this particular government of this country does all the time. All the time. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a little of this and let you listen to that program and listen to how absolutely crystal clear these reversals were in terms of intent, what they were going to do. All right, so here's the program, and I'll listen for David in the background. Let me bump this up a little bit. I hope the sound is good. Doesn't sound good to me. We'll find out when the voice starts. Maybe I'll have to...
David Donovan is standing by with several dozen new
political
reverse speech issues for all of us to consider, listen to, and ponder. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening?
Good.
Good. Good.
Thank you. Well, how are you?
I'm good. I'm in America. I'm in
Everybody's good.
California right now. So there you go.
I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go to the beach while you're there. Find some tide pools and tell me what you see.
Oh, okay. Sure.
All right. The tide pools in many cases all along the West Coast are devoid of life. There's nothing left. Maybe half a dozen species out of 6,500 plus. So once you go to the beach, see if you can find some tide pools, look and see what you
see. I don't know if he did or not. I forgot to ask him.
That's scary stuff, boy.
I've seen enough videos to scare me for life. It's not good. Not good. It looks, in fact, there was one video from Southern California near San Diego, and the tide pools looked like they had been scrubbed with bleach. There was nothing there but rocks, stones, nothing. No crabs, no seaweed, no urchins, no starfish, nothing.
Never forget
starfish
that.
Starfish all disappeared a couple, 3-4 years ago. That was Fukushima, and the rest of it has followed right along. So, yeah, if you get a chance, go take a look.
All right, there we go. So. Now, we go from the recording to real life. I'm glad to have you on board.
Yeah, I'm on my cell phone. They've messed up my phone lines. I've got phone company working here right now, so I can't play reversal, but we can talk about the big announcement of the day.
Yeah, I mentioned that, and that was the first thing on the schedule. So did somebody mess up your phone lines, or is this something else?
No, this is the phone company here that messed up my phone line. I was working when I got back, except for one line. And I told him, don't disconnect that line while you're fixing me up, because I've got a radio show in 15 minutes. And what did they do? They went disconnected the line.
All right. Well, first of all, I've told everyone about the news, and I want to hear from you what it really means to you in reverse speech after 34 years. And I mentioned also that you had been invited back to Washington, D.C., and you gave a five-day presentation to intelligence community people, and then you never heard from them again. Why is that? Because they were using it.
Yeah, they were already using it. Yeah, well, what was declassification? It's been declassified under the Freedom of Information Act. And they've quoted my book I published in 91, and that's the year I gave the lectures. So it was in 91 in Washington. So so they finally, after 25 years, released or declassified the material. Part of it. And anyway, so it validates several things. A, that yes, the CIA have been working on reverse speech. I believe they're actively involved in it. So, and I'd like to see what they haven't released, all the years of work they've done. And someone once said there's probably a big file on Simone somewhere.
Now, that's really interesting. Yeah, the word, for those of you who don't remember, the word Simone has been popping up lately, and from different people. And that's
yes,
that's a real warning, red flag.
Yeah, Simone was the code word used for Operation Desert Storm, which I discovered back in 1991. Popping up again in recent reversals just in the last couple of months. Don't have any on the instance reversals I had to play to you today, but they certainly show that we're still in an attack mode here. They're still in an attack mode. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, so they pulled... Yeah. Now, this still, David, has not been talked about by the mainstream media the way it should be. Those two nuclear aircraft carriers, the Vinson and the Reagan, and their strike forces, big armada of ships, have been pulled away from the Korean Peninsula in the Sea of Japan. They were ordered away. And the only American news story about this that I've seen of any significance came from Dick Allgaier in Honolulu and the Honolulu Advertiser, which reported that the USS Carl Vinson had pulled into Pearl Harbor. I mean, the rest of America thought, if you'd ask anybody that knew, that the ship was still anchored off the Korean Peninsula.
Wow,
but it wasn't.
I wonder what's going on.
They're hiding it because it was a major loss of face for the Trump-Mattis-McMaster administration warmongers. Something happened. I don't know what it was. Some kind of a deal was made or a threat was issued by China. And they back down, and they don't want that out there. So it's not out there.
Wow. Yeah, I wish I could play you these verses. They may answer some of the questions. So we'll see if my phone lines come up before the end of the show. So,
are they actually at the house there?
Yeah, they're at the house working on my lines right now. Yes.
And if they disconnected one, you'd think that they could put the damn thing back together again.
You'd think so. You'd think it'd be a very easy task with the crawling under... Sorry, I've got phone people crawling under my desk and tracing wires through. It's all very dramatic.
Well, sounds more traumatic than dramatic, but...
traumatic. Anything else.
Anyway...
Yeah, I wanted to get on... The big news, of course, is the CIA declassifying the material on reverse speech, which just validates that they've been working on it and using it. And I've gotten several emails since been up on your site, and I got the one email from a former FBI agent who said that they used to use reverse speech in the field on the regular basis.
Wow. Not a surprise, but what nice confirmation. Wow.
Yeah. So they have been using it. The intelligence agencies grabbed all my work in 1991 when I lectured them and just went up and started using it all themselves.
We were right all these years.
We were right all these years. The CIA are right into it. I'm sure they've probably got voice recognition programs that can find reversals themselves. That wouldn't surprise me one little bit. I mean, what they've just released is released after 25 years under the Freedom of Information Act. And what they've been doing in the last 25 years, anyone's guess, but I'm sure it's. I'm sure they've been doing a lot of work with it. There's no doubt about that.
I'm sure also that you're right that they probably have advanced software which can instantaneously analyze forward speech and put reversals up on a screen, and someone can hear it. It's the ultimate lie detector. It's there.
Yep.
It can't be defeated. It's an absolute strategic technology.
Absolutely. Well, someone said in a workshop in London, they said this is a real game changer. It changes everything. I mean, it does. And, I had emailing back and forth with Scott Jones right now, who set up the Lexus in Washington. He's going to be interviewed for the documentary. And he was telling me that one of the CIA agents who was at the Lexus said, this can't possibly be true because then it'll mean there's no more secrets. Well, yes, that's what it means. They got it. They got what it means. They got the significance of it.
No more secrets, nowhere to hide. And for all of you doubters out there and skeptics, honest doubt, that's fine. Now I think you're going to have to reconsider your skepticism in light of the CIA publication and that email from the purported ex-FBI agent. Very interesting. Yeah, of course they're going to use reverse speech. Even if reverse speech, David, were only 50% right, they're going to use it.
Right.
And we all know that it's foolproof. You can't make a mistake with it. The only mistake you can make is interpreting the words in reverse.
Right.
And sometimes we miss a letter here or something there. But your standards are so high that just doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't happen very often. Almost reversal meet the requirements. And I'm throwing out some reversals that you could probably document, but I'm just so strict on what I find. You know, until the technology is validated, you have to be strict, and you have to make sure that everything's there. And I've been following my rigorous standards for 30-odd years now, and it's all paid off. You know, we've been finding accurate information. I mean, look at all the stunning shows we've done with you over the years, you know. And I keep on getting flabbergasted at the incredible power of the technology. When I go to the workshop in London, one of the big questions is, why isn't everyone using this? I mean, therapists, psychologists, police officers, business people. I mean, the applications are in so many areas.
Yeah.
And I've validated it over and over and over again. I mean, I've 34 years of work behind this, you know.
I was just going to say
this is the first real acknowledgement by the authority that they have been looking at it. And I worked for the FBI during the David Koresh siege, and they rang me up afterwards. I don't know, well, I've probably told you this on.
Yes, but tell us again.
And well, they said, you know, we don't want anyone known that we use this technology. It would be very embarrassing if we were asked a question about it on the floor of the Senate, you know, and they just basically told me to shut up and not talk to the media about it. So I didn't for 2 or 3 years, and then of course I came back on the air again, and now after all this time, I just want everything out there. CIA's just released it. Let's see what the FBI's got on it. I mean, I'm sure someone out there could probably search CIA records for all Freedom of Information Act documents that can be released. I'd like to see what the rest of them are.
Oh yeah, I bet there's a pile of them there. Different agencies,
sure,
different times.
Sure there is.
And there would be data about protocols and procedures that they've used and tried. And it would be absolutely fascinating. You've got to file a FOIA request into multiple agencies or have somebody do it. See what's in there. See what you can get out. It might take a while. That's the game they play, but I'd do it.
Yeah.
This is really going to change the document. David, this is going to change the documentary they're making on you.
Oh, yeah. It changed the documentary totally. Oh, yeah. It puts in a whole different light. Yeah. Because now we've got some validation, which is just what I've been waiting for.
That's amazing.
We've got one phone line fixed. The other one with the internet might be up in a second, and I can play you some reversals. this is a huge game changer. It's huge, big.
What it does really is going. You're going to see probably nothing about this from any government agency. They want this to go away. Now, David's following will know, but will the world know? No. We'll do our best here to tell those who are listening to this program around the world, yes, it's been validated, but they're still sitting on top of the lid, and they'll keep it pretty well down there. I don't see any reason to think otherwise. Without question, major corporations use this. What better way to process applicants for key positions? You interview them, you record them. You have an analyst go through this, and you'll find out what the person is really made of.
Absolutely. That's the whole significance, the whole implications of it.
Yeah. Well, every reversal over the years, every session that David has done, now has to be considered in a different light, much different light.
Yes, it does. I finally got some authorities saying, there's something to this, and we've researched. If you want to get from the CIA library, the link's on the main page of reversespeaks.com, and it's also been on your site for the last three days. So you can go and see it for yourself, you know. And I used to downplay my involvement with the CIA because I didn't think anyone would believe me. You know, I thought, he's just delusional. So I haven't talked about it much, but I'm certainly going to now, now that it's on their website.
Absolutely. How are the phone men and phone women doing there?
Well, they're still working on. I've got one line back. We could probably connect up on this one phone line. I can connect on one line. So if you could get Todd to call me back on 8-8382-4372.
Okay. Todd, I'm sure, has that number.
Yeah. All right. Back on that number.
We're gonna take a break, David. We'll take our break here.
All right.
And we'll come right back.
Okay.
So,
all
Todd,
right.
give him a call back on that number. All right. Back in a minute. Okay, let's see what we've got down there in Adelaide, Australia. David?
Okay, yes, I'm here. I'm not on the internet yet, but the internet... Oh, it looks like the internet's just come on. Oh, that's exciting. Let me have a look here.
Okay, you sound a lot better.
Yeah, internet there. Internet... And I got the internet here, I think. Yes, all set. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, okay. I'm here. Rough show, wasn't it?
No, it's okay. We kind of double covered the thing, and that it was worthy of that because it's critically important. And if you just joined us, the CIA, through a Freedom of Information Act discovery, has posted in its library David John Oates' theory of reverse speech, which is essentially an admission that they are more than well aware of it, and this goes back 20-some years, and they are using it. So we've been telling you that. David's been telling us that, and it sure looks like that's exactly what's going on. Why? And the answer is to the question, why wouldn't they use it? There's no answer to that. Of course they're going to use it. It's the best damn tool they've got. Why waterboard
Absolutely.
Somebody when you can simply reverse speech, analyze their forward speech? Anyway. All right. Well, very good. Okay. Let's see what we can do here.
Okay. Now, I've got some reversals here. Now, I don't know. Here was a witness to the London fire. So see if you can hear this. Let's run this one forwards.
I haven't met one victim. I've met volunteers. and I've met people that want to help, but I haven't met anybody, no victims. None of the people that I grew up with, I can't find anyone. Where are they? Go and tell it.
And here she says that now we must get out.
Now we must get out.
Oh, that is so clear.
No.
Sorry?
That is so clear.
Yep. Height of emotion, she's got to get out. Here it is again. Now we must get out.
Now we must get out.
Nice and clear, and obviously the type of thoughts that she would be having at the time.
You know, I wonder also if people notice that her accent is there in reverse, which does underscore the fact that speech reversal occurs in all languages. It's all there. Now, she's got an accent, so the accent shows up. Also, one wonders what she really means, David. Now we must get out. Does that mean we need to get out of the UK and go back to the Middle East? It's a little after the fact to talk about getting out of the building, unless the building was burning at that time. I don't know.
I don't know when the thing took place. I think this is probably after, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's look on general matters, talking about ISIS. Here it is forwards.
And humiliating their message of hatred, of violence. Anyone who kills women and children is not devout. They cannot dress themselves up in false religious garb and say that somehow this message has dignity. We're going to strip them of any kind of legitimacy. And that is why you see the international community acting in concert.
And this reversal says, yes, I'm a victim.
Yes, I'm a victim.
Super clear.
I wonder why he would say, I'm a victim.
I don't know, but that was clear.
It was certainly clear. Maybe he feels a bit caught. Anyway, here's the next one.
Smaller and smaller, making the fight tougher and tougher. See that right now, for example, in western Mosul, that is surrounded, and the Iraqi security forces are moving against Kalafar is now surrounded. We have got efforts underway right now to surround their self-declared caliphate capital.
And this one says, you'll find they're ready. Yeah, CIA, tell me that doesn't exist. Nice and clear. So, all right, here we have another one.
North Korea has been testing missiles. Are they getting any better at their capability?
We always assume that with a testing program, they get better with each test.
And this one says, my wolf attacked with the weather.
My wolf attacked with the weather.
Huh.
My wolf attacked with the weather.
I'll be bothered.
My wolf attacked with the weather.
Like planning a weather attack or attack
no.
when the weather's bad? I don't know.
That is an interesting
one.
Yeah.
Talking about you, North Korea again.
What we know, I'd prefer to keep silent about, because we may actually know some things the North Koreans don't even know.
And here he says, warn you.
Warn you. Warn you. Warn you.
Yeah.
So he's talking to North Korea, we're warning you, is that what he's doing?
Yeah, that's what he's doing. Yeah. He's warning North Korea, yes. And how they're going to react to this chap who just died, I don't know what they're going to do about that.
Well, that's going to add fuel to the fire, if there is a fire, that's for sure.
All right, here's the next one.
Right now, Russia's future should be wedded to Europe. Why they see NATO as a threat is beyond me. Clearly, NATO is not a threat, but right now, Russia is choosing to be a strategic competitor for any number of reasons.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. And here he says, they're vermin.
You, do you hear the V? Friends, you hear the V? Do you hear the E? Do you hear the R, the M, the I, and the N? Vermin.
Yeah.
There's no way to misunderstand that. And he, this is what you're hearing here is a forward lie, and in reverse, you're hearing the motivation for the lie. He hates, he's a Russia hater.
That's right. Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. Yep, you're absolutely right. There's a really interesting reversal, just if we can get off track a little bit. There's one here that will just make you, that will take your breath away. This is on the, this is on the Theresa May, Prime Minister of Britain. Listen to the foreword and the forward question.
Let me congratulate the Prime Minister on the new role. But can we cut to the chase? Is she personally prepared to authorise a nuclear strike that could kill 100,000 innocent men, women and children?
Yes. Hey, that is it. Yes. Let me play that again.
Let me congratulate the Prime Minister on the new role. But can we cut to the chase? Is she personally prepared to authorise a nuclear strike that could kill 100,000 innocent men, women and children?
Yes. And I have to say to the honourable gentleman, the whole point of a deterrent is that our enemies need to know that we would be prepared.
Wow.
Yeah, she says, that's quite an answer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Then she says backwards, schemes living their odyssey, the rest of them. Schemes living their odyssey, the rest of them. The rest of the other nuclear powers, they've got schemes, they've got plans, they're going to, the rest of the people involved in all of this are, going to be doing whatever it is that they're going to do. So, but I just found the answer yes to that question to be actually quite stunning, in point of fact. So,
it is. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to the rest of my presentation here. So, okay. So here we have General Mattis on Russia again.
We are going down to confront Russia when it comes to areas where they attack us, whether it be with cyber, where they try to change borders using armed force.
And he says, we get upset.
We get upset.
Well, I guess they do get upset.
Yeah.
Speaks for itself. Nice.
Yeah.
Straightforward reversals. Here we have General Mattis again.
Our intention is that the foreign fighters do not survive the fight, to return home to North Africa, to Europe, to America, to Asia, to Africa. We're not going to allow them to do so. We're going to stop them there and take apart the caliphate.
And raid the blanks. Now we know the worst.
Raid the blanks. Now we know the worst. Raid the blanks. Now we know the worst.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now we know the worst. They've got some intel information. Raid the fucks. They're ready to, excuse my French, gee, well, that slipped out, didn't it? Mm-hmm. They're ready to make some move. I'm surprised no move's been taken yet, but I'm sure it's going to happen.
Right. Yeah. Well, Mattis is a real classic case. The guy is clearly a Russophobe. He hates them. We saw that with the last reversal, and this is a great concern. This almost throws diplomacy out the door when you get somebody that deeply, viscerally animated about something. He's just not able to listen clearly. It's not what we need.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And here we have John McCain questioning Comey.
And obviously, she was a candidate for president at the time, so she was clearly involved in this whole situation where fake news, as you just described it, big deal.
And here it says, shows this war.
Shows this war. Shows this war. Shows this war.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, yeah. Oh, once again, reversals are all war-mongering type reversals.
Right. They can't wait. They can't wait. Yep. Oh, no, they yep. can't wait.
Yeah. Yep. Here's McMaster talking about ISIS.
The problem of transnational terrorist organizations, some of which now, like ISIS, control territory and populations and resources.
Interesting reversal. He says there is bullshit.
There is bullshit. There is bullshit.
Huh.
Well, we know, David, that the Trump administration, the Pentagon, the American government has been underwriting and subsidizing ISIS, Daesh, and other terror groups in Syria and the Middle East for a long time, along with the Israelis. So there's your BS.
Yeah, right. That's what I kind of figured. Yep. Okay. All right, I'm skipping a few here because we don't have all that time because of my internet problems. Tillerson talking about the Muslim Brotherhood.
There are members of parliament in Bahrain that are parts of government. There are members in Turkey that are parts of government.
And he says, let's remember it.
Let's remember it.
Huh.
Let's remember it.
I guess they should remember it.
I guess so.
Bit of a ho-hum reversal. Here's Tillerson talking about Joe Biden.
Funding does not equal results. Show me your results, and I'll tell you your commitment. And that's what we're trying to get the folks in the State Department is, what are the results? And then I'll tell you what I need to deliver on those results, giving me a pot of money and suggesting that that confirms our success and our commitment is just simply, I have to take exception to that. I've never had that.
And he says, stab in his head.
Stab in his head. Stab in his head.
I guess.
That's pretty weird.
I guess he doesn't like Biden. It's a bizarre reversal. Bizarre reversal. All right, here's Trump talking about Paris agreements.
At what point does America get the means? At what point do they start laughing at us as a country? We want fair treatment for citizens, and we want fair treatment for our taxpayers. We don't want other leaders and other countries laughing at us anymore, and they won't be. They won't be. I was elected to represent the citizens of Pittsburgh.
And here it says, blank the citizen.
What's the citizen?
What's the citizen? What's the citizen?
Probably not as clear a reversal as I thought that was. But
it sounds like an active verb, like blanks the citizen. Blanks
yeah, that's what it
the
said.
Citizen.
Yeah, that's what it said. Yeah. So not good. Not good at all.
No, they don't care.
No. And he was talking about health care.
I always use Arizona at 116. I get subsidized. Now we're at 203.
And here he says, here goes the one.
Here goes the one.
Oh, yeah.
Here goes the one.
Okay.
Here goes the one.
Well, I guess he's wanting to do something about health care. That's basically what that would tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And, here you tell me healthcare again.
In great depth next week with Gary Cohn and with Steve Mnuchin and with Mike Pence and everybody else working on it.
And here he says, I cried with you.
I
wonder what he means by I cried with you.
I don't know.
Anyway. Okay. All right, so we're moving right along. here we go.
And we're down, reduction on people pouring through our border down 78% as of now. 78%. It used to be if you got down 1%, it was a good job. We're down 78%.
And he says, I love you. If I ever seen it, that's okay. Huh. I'll be bothered.
I can't make out the first part, but...
Yeah, it must have been a little bit unclear. Anyway, I'll play it again. I love you. If I've ever seen it, that's okay.
Oh, I got it. There it is.
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right. Here we have a witness to the London fire.
And find out what really is going on. Because the BBC News and all the news that are reporting, they're not reporting the truth. They're not reporting the truth.
And he says, and they'll burn it fierce, and they'll burn.
And they'll burn it fierce, and they'll burn. And they'll burn it fierce, and they'll burn.
Wow.
And they'll burn it fierce, and they'll burn.
That's the same woman who says she's lost all of her friends.
Yes, I think so. Yes, the same one. Yeah.
Sounds like it.
Interesting. All right, here's Chuck Schumer bashing Donald Trump.
You cannot govern from the hard right, and that's what he's doing.
And he says, hunger from the buck.
Hunger from the buck? Hunger from the buck?
He ought to know.
He ought to know, shouldn't he? Oh, dear me. Strange, strange people. Here we have General Mattis talking about NATO.
What we know, I'd prefer to keep silence about, because we may actually know some things the North Koreans don't even know.
Oh, here he says, phone this myth Masonic.
Phone this myth Masonic.
Huh.
Phone this myth Masonic. Phone this myth Masonic.
So that raises a whole lot of questions. What have the Masons got to do with any of this?
Well, they have everything to do with major events and decisions. They're involved with it at a high level, as you know. That first reversal of his sounded almost like the same forward speech, if I'm remembering right, the first one.
Oh, maybe it was, yeah. Yeah, okay, all right. Let me see, what haven't I played? Here's Hillary talking about Trump.
He does have a visceral grasp of America's political underbelly. He really understands how to inflame people, how to motivate them, how to bond with them over whatever their grievance is. You know, whatever resentment or point of anger that you may have, if he can get into it, whether it's race or xenophobia or...
Oh, my.
I answer not Hillary.
I answer not Hillary.
Huh.
I answer not Hillary.
I answer not Hillary.
I don't know. These reversals aren't telling us a great deal tonight, are they?
No, that's a strange, odd kind of an introspective, philosophical, nonsense statement.
It is, actually. Yeah. Yeah. Here we've got a couple of verses on Katy Perry in one of your favorite songs, I think. Here we go on this one. And this one says, angry, my fellow dissident. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's there.
It's certainly there. That's what people like Katy Perry's song, like, angry, my fellow dissident. Here it is again.
Stirring up the rabble, huh?
Yeah, she certainly is. And here we have another one on Katy Perry. And she it will be quite evil. Oh, yeah.
Now, how do you explain this, David?
Sorry, Jeff.
How do you explain that her reversals are more clear than her forward speech? I can't understand the words.
I find that in music a lot. I find that in music a lot. Very common. Yeah.
Very strange. All right, we got time for to duck one or two more in here, I think.
Duck one or two more in. Okay. Well, I've got a... let me see, what haven't I played? Here's McMaster talking about Trump's policies.
I think the expectation is that the results, that we deliver results together. That's what we've said that we expect of each other.
And he says, Shiva, help she with this.
Shiva, help she with this. Shiva, help she with this. Shiva, help she with this.
Shiva helps. Shiva helps. Is it she or he? Okay. Shiva helps she with this.
Yeah, very deep metaphor. Shiva, the god of destruction.
Yeah.
She is feminine for it actually means a power of creation. So they're tapping into some pretty heavy metaphors in what they're doing.
Right? Oh. Yeah, I heard it.
Interesting stuff.
Indeed. Well, David, thank you for fighting through that, and thanks to the phone company. It was a very good program. We got a lot out there. Most importantly, though, is the validation by the CIA that reverse speech is certainly worth considering. Shall we put it that way? And they have taken it and been using it for two decades now.
Certainly worth considering, and to say the least, I've got 34 years of evidence to back this up. I mean, this is worth multiple PhDs for all the research I've done.
Well, I agree. They actually ought to give you some kind of an award behind the scenes for this discovery. It's that important. Maybe they will someday.
Maybe they will.
Congratulations, David. Very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
All right.
Talk soon. Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right. David John Oates. And so, reverse speech, standing taller than ever. And we'll be back.